Welcome to the December issue of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. In this edition of the AES Journal, we bring you an introduction to a rich selection of research papers, feature articles, and news in audio engineering. It's a packed issue in which you can read a detailed report on our successful 131st convention held last October in New York, as well as a preview of the upcoming International Conference on Time Frequency Processing, which is taking place in Finland. Our staff technical writer, Francis Rumsey, has been delving into live sound and reports on the tips and tricks used by the pros when setting up systems. We hear that subwoofer arrays and beam steering are increasingly used to ensure the right coverage at outdoor events without upsetting the neighbors with excessive sound levels. In education news, John Krivet brings us up to date on the latest student events held at the New York Convention, including the results of the various recording competitions. Students were fortunate enough to get feedback on their recordings from eminent professionals in traditional and modern styles of mixing, including sound for visual media. Standards News brings tidings of Robin Kane's Fellowship Award, made in the UK, as well as updates on loudspeaker modeling and microphone measurement, among other topics. If you have research or engineering reports to publish, there are calls for papers for two important upcoming events in 2012. The first is the 48th International Conference, which covers the topic of automotive audio, to be held in Munich in September. The second is the 133rd convention, which will be happening in October. We hope to see you at one of them. If you are a full member of the Society, have you ever considered putting yourself forward for the Board of Governors? The call for nominations is out this month, and the Society is always on the lookout for well-motivated individuals who want to help in the running of this fast-changing organization. Similarly, if you know anyone deserving of an award from the AES for their work in the art or science of audio engineering, the call for award nominations is currently open and published in this edition. Four research papers are offered in this month's issue, the first of which comes from Jürgen Herr and his colleagues on the topic of interactive teleconferencing. Here the authors discuss a method that combines spatial audio object coding with directional audio coding in order to create the perception of a real meeting with each speaker in a specified perceived location. The results can be rendered successfully over headphones and loudspeakers, and subjective tests demonstrated good quality. Juha Vilkomo, Baron Neugebauer, and Jan Plotskis introduce a sparse frequency domain reverberator designed to model the late reverberation in frequency bands using a feedback loop and an efficient spare decorrelator. 10 experts confirmed that the perceived quality was mostly equivalent to idealized reverberation using decaying Gaussian noise in frequency bands. There's a diffractive study on the relation between finite baffles and loudspeaker measurement presented by Yi Le, Yang Chen, and Ji Zhao, and we hear about the impulse response measurement of nonlinear systems from Jonathan Kemp and Harold Pramick. Finally, in the December issue, we mourn the passing of three eminent figures in the world of audio. Ben Bernfeld was active in the AES for over 40 years, having been president in 1986 and a papers chair for numerous European conventions. Jean-Walter Ramouy worked in French broadcast sound for most of his life and chaired the AES 56th convention in Paris. And Edgar Wiltshire founded Acoustic Research with $6,000 of capital, seeing it grow into a highly successful company, and later established a foundation for hearing aid research. All three will be remembered for their dedication to high standards in audio engineering throughout their lives. Find the journal online at www.aes.org. Why not become a member and receive the world's only learned journal entirely dedicated to audio engineering on a regular basis? We look forward to welcoming you back next month. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.